From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Friday, March 6, 2020.
This Day in Maine is made possible by the Dempsey Center, making life better for people managing the impact of cancer. Locations in Lewiston and South Portland. DempseyCenter.org.
The annual Maine's Fisherman Forum is underway in Rockport today. Top federal fisheries officials were on hand. Advocates for the lobster industry took the chance to criticize pending federal rules that aim to protect endangered North Atlantic right whales from entanglement in fishing gear. Deer Isle lobsterman Julie Eaton says one change that would require offshore fishermen to put more traps on each buoy line would cost some fishermen limbs and even their lives.
You might as well go, yep, that guy's not coming home. That woman's not coming home. That one's going to lose an arm. This is reality for us.
Federal officials say it'll be July before they propose a final rule. Meanwhile, a federal judge is expected to make a preliminary ruling as early as next week on a lawsuit brought by conservation groups seeking faster action to protect the whales. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage has hit a record low, driven down by concerns about the effects of coronavirus on the economy. The steep decline comes in a week when the Federal Reserve made a surprise emergency cut in its benchmark interest rate. Maine Association of Realtors President Tom Cole says a 30-year mortgage as low as 3.25% is available. That's one of the best rates ever seen in Maine.
The mortgage brokers that I work with locally have all indicated the same thing. They don't expect rates to go up. In fact, they think that rates may go down a little bit.
Cole says Maine's now seeing a lot more real estate activity and more property owners are refinancing. And city officials in Maine have issued an apology after criticism of long lines and congestion during presidential primary voting. The Sun Journal reports that voting was held at the former Longley Elementary School on Tuesday on the same street as Androscoggin Bank Coliseum, where high school hockey playoff games were held. Lewiston City Administrator Ed Barrett says Longley was selected as the city's lone polling location before officials were aware of the hockey tournament. City Clerk Kathy Montejo says she decided to use Longley as the lone location based on a 15% voter turnout projection from the Secretary of State. In weather tonight, we'll have snow showers ending and skies clearing. Windy tonight with lows in the mid-single digits to the mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with highs in the mid-20s to mid-40s. Sunday, cloudy with a few flurries northwest and highs in the mid-30s to low-50s. And on Monday, light snow north, otherwise overcast with some sun in the far south and highs in the low-20s to mid-50s. There are still no reported cases in Maine of COVID-19, the disease caused by the new coronavirus. But as cases have increased nationwide, state and local officials have started to prepare. And as Robbie Feinberg reports, schools around the state are stepping up their hygiene and emergency practices in preparation, with some even using the situation as a learning experience.
Before snack time inside Charlie Currier's first grade classroom at South Elementary School in Rockland, students line up behind a sink and wash their hands one by one. A self-described germaphobe, Currier says she's prioritized instruction in hygiene, particularly at this young age. In fact, she even teaches a whole mini lesson on it in the fall.
At the beginning of the year, we do whole group practice, just teaching them that you don't just squirt the soap on your hand and wipe it off. I actually show them you have to scrub it all over, scrub your fingernails with warm water soap. It should be at least 15 seconds. And we even watch a video on hand washing from YouTube.
Wash, wash, wash your hands.
School administrators say many of these practices are just extensions of what teachers in schools try to do every year, particularly during flu season. But they've taken on a particular importance as cases of COVID-19 continue to grow in the United States. South School Principal Justin Bennett says his school has also installed new hand sanitizer stations in hallways, and custodians are using extra strong disinfectants in classrooms and buses. But Bennett says he's advising families and teachers to stay calm and follow guidelines from agencies such as the CDC.
Just more communication with parents about hand washing and not sending their kids to school with coughs and fevers and other sort of respiratory type illnesses. And the same with staff. And just maybe out of an abundance of caution, we're saying, if when in doubt, stay home.
The Maine Department of Education is giving similar advice to schools and has asked them to keep parents informed to reduce any anxiety. Jonathan Shapiro, the department's school safety and security coordinator, says the state has also been working with schools since the fall on updating emergency protocols and is encouraging them to collaborate with health and public safety agencies.
Use those professionals to create a plan if you don't have one, and to get those relationships going now, because those are the key stakeholders you're going to be interfacing with when and if a problem happens, right?
One goal for schools has been to devise plans to keep classes going, even if teachers are out sick or buildings are forced to close for extended periods of time. The state's university system says it's already preparing to continue classes online. And some public high schools have already piloted online remote school day plans, too. Luke Shorty is the executive director of Lee Academy in Penobscot County, which he says is actually working around an extended closure of schools that it operates in Daegu, South Korea, and Shanghai. He says the instructors and students there have been using video conferencing and other tools to continue classes after the schools were closed due to coronavirus concerns.
They're reading, they're writing, the whole nine yards. So I've just been very impressed with how the technology has allowed us to do that.
But Shorty cautions that the same online approach would be more complicated in rural Maine, where many kids rely on free or reduced-price school lunches, and many families are still without internet access.
And so that would be the largest struggling point for Lee Academy in doing that, is making sure that every student would be able to have access to those educational resources. And so that would be the challenge.
But at some Maine schools, the coronavirus outbreak has actually provided a teachable moment.
It is only about a virus, not about the Asian people or the Chinese people. So that is the point we want to share.
Arvin Ma is a senior at Freiburg Academy in Western Maine, which has about 90 international boarding students. Ma says as the news of the virus began to spread, he and other classmates have seen racist videos online and heard jokes on campus. So about 2 weeks ago, he and the Academy's International Club organized a presentation for the whole school to clear up any misinformation or fear about the virus and to make students from affected countries feel safe and welcome.
We have a lot of students from Asian countries, and because of the outbreak, they cannot go home during the February break. So we encourage people to be very nice for them.
Jonathan Shapiro with the State Department of Education says that overall, he's encouraged by the fact that schools and communities have had weeks to prepare and should be in a strong position to respond to any potential challenges in the coming weeks and months. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Have a great weekend. I'm Nora Flaherty.